Yes, and Lord, we know that no matter where we go, no matter what we do, you are there. And Lord, we know that you're here with us even right now this morning. And we thank you. We acknowledge your presence. Because you've said where two or three are gathered, you are right there. And so, God, we're thankful you're here. It's been a great morning. God, a morning where you've been glorified. And so we just pray, Father, that now as we open your word, that you've already prepared our hearts for what you have to say to us. To you be the glory and the honor. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Well, we started our series on saving faith, talking about a righteousness that is revealed from Romans 1:17, a righteousness that is revealed that leads us from faith to faith to faith to faith to faith to faith. And one of the things that happens when we try to walk in that faith is that Satan comes against us with fear. And we know that fear is not from God, but we experience fear at different times in our life from a lot of different things. I mean, even standing up in front giving your testimony can give you fear. Fear. Fear attempts to rob our faith, to steal it, to try to water down our faith. So our faith is not strong, it's not powerful. How many of you really want to conquer your fear today? Good. The rest of you aren't afraid at all. Well, we're going to jump in. I want you to turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. I just want you to turn there. And I want you to look at verse 27 of John chapter 14. It's a great verse. John chapter 14, 27. One that we should have memorized or posted on our fridge or on our wall or somewhere. These are the words of Jesus. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." You want to conquer fear? You got to believe God instead of your friends. You see, when we believe God, we don't listen to the things of this world. "I do not give to you as the world gives." See, you have faith. Unto every man is given the measure of faith. Unto every man is given the ability to believe. To believe. We have faith. It's our faith. God gives it to us. But what we put our faith in is up to us. What do you have your faith in today? Are you believing God, or are you believing your friends? See, you know, you put your faith in your friends, you are going to get devastated on a regular basis. How do I know that? Because I had some friends. Notice I said had. See, I know that people hurt people. Why do you think so many times that often people just say, oh, I got so hurt in the church? It wasn't the church that God instituted that hurt them. It was people. And I'm not saying you can't trust your friends, but you've got to have a higher trust in God. That if that friend disappoints you, you're still hooked into the rock. It's going to make you stable and help you go on. That's who's going to do it for you. Not your friends. So fear steals our peace. And it's often at a time when we really don't want it. I mean, it's a time where that friend comes along and just does something that we just go, "Oh, I don't need this today. You know, I've had several days come on me at once today." John chapter 14, 27, Jesus said, he said, "My peace I leave with you, my own peace and I'll give you, and I bequeath unto you, not as the world gives do I give to you." And when we think of peace, we think of Shangri-La. I mean, we think, oh, there's going to be no more problems. Everything's going to be great. I'll be able to pick daisies out of a meadow. I'll be able to lay down there and my spouse won't find me, and I'll be free from all concern. I'll have no more difficult situations in which to handle. Nobody's going to find me. I can get a boat and get in the water and I'm going to lay there. I tell you, there's storms that come up anywhere you go. We need more than ever to understand that the kind of peace left for us will help us remain level-headed and calm through any kind of situation. It's fear that makes us apprehensive. It's fear that paralyzes us. It's fear that torments us. I mean, fear, it's been said, fear can keep us up all night, but faith makes one fine pillow. How are you sleeping? Wow. People are people. And they have a weak side to their nature. Sometimes they get all caught up in the wrong things, and the best thing we can do is not expect people to never hurt us, because people will. Do you know when our fear overpowers us? It overpowers us when we go to people instead of going to God. See, that's when fear enters in, is when we start saying, well, I gotta trust in people. It's people that are going to help me through this. No, we need to go to God. Now, I got to tell you, though, there are moments, there will be times when you think, well, you know, these people, they're just going to make me feel better. Or these people, they're going to help me grow spiritually. This friend makes me feel so good about who I am. You all have those moments. You're all looking like, no. You know, you all have them. But you also, let me remind you of those times that same group of people makes you feel horrible. Those same people make you question yourself spiritually. And then there are those same friends that make you feel absolutely rejected. And we think somehow that magically people will just fix us. They will help us spiritually. Let me inform you of something this morning. If you really want to conquer your fear, only God can help you. We need to be going to God instead of going to people. And the beauty of it is, of going to God, is that when you always go to God, then you stay emotionally stable, whether people give you what you need or not, because you can get what you need from God, and you know you can. How many of you know you can get what you need from God? Whoa. Now listen to what I'm going to say, because this is important. I believe one of the reasons why people don't get what they need from people is because they go to people to get it instead of going to God to get it. Listen, if you go to God to get it, God will use people. But God cannot tell people to do anything for you or put them on your heart or put a desire for them to do it for you. If you're trying to go to people to get it instead of going to God to do it, are you hearing what I'm saying? In other words, you need to go to... What's right? Are you people here? You need to go to... Well, let's say it again. You need to go to... Right on. I need to open the pages of this book. His book. I need to start seeing what it says for my life. In fact, I went through this and I started looking up things about what it said about conquering fear. Like, perfect love casts out all fear. So I know that I need to love people for who they are, not what I want them to be. I need to love people not for what they can do for me, but because God says his perfect love casts all fear, the love of God within me enables to love people the way he loves people. And then I'm no longer afraid of what people think because I love them the way God loves them. See, God will give me the encouragement that I need in life. Don't just pick out some, I think I want, I want you to give me encouragement today. See, we can't pick out a special person. I want it to come through you today. Encourage me, come on. Because maybe God doesn't want to use that person. Or maybe they're not open to being used right now. And God will get it to you some other way. Don't just go to God. I mean, don't go to God. Okay, don't go to God to get a raise from your boss. I know that came from a staff member. You go to God and you ask him to increase you financially, and he may do it in a multitude of different ways other than your boss. Go to God. Let God work it out however he wants to. He wants you to become the person that he wants you to be, because man's mind plans his ways, but God directs his steps. God's got a higher plan, much higher plan. God has a higher plan for your life more than any of your friends ever will understand. Praise God for that. You see? I do not give, Jesus said, as the world gives. I tell you, our world is shaped by our friends. How many of you got a call on Thursday that the gas prices were going up? I'm the only one? Well, boy, do I feel favored. I didn't even get a call. I thought maybe some of you did and didn't let me in on it. You see, I don't need to be troubled by that. You know, we look for things. We look for people. And we believe in them instead of just believing God. We conquer fear by believing God instead of our friends. But we also believe God, and you got to believe God instead of yourself now. People are stressed out because they're trying to take care of themselves instead of trusting God. Now, when we have too much to do, we're trying to figure out how we're going to get it done. And instead of asking God to do something for you, God, come through for me, please. I can't handle this anymore. I got a whole bunch of days on me at one time. I can't handle it. I need to do this. I have to get the vacuum. I got to get this done. Oh! God can make your time 3 times more valuable if you pray and get his help than what your time would be if you just had to handle things yourself. What do you think the Bible says? Apart from me, Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus said that, John 15. Apart from me, you can do nothing. One of the most dangerous, dangerous things that we can do is put faith in ourselves. When we put faith in ourselves, God has to shake our little world a little bit. And usually what happens is he allows something to enter into our life that we just cannot control, that's so far over our head that we finally realize, I can't do this. I need God. Some of you are there right now. So far over, you think, wow, I can't do this. Turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. Actually, I got it up there for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9 says, for we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about the affliction and oppressing distress which befell us in the province of Asia, how we were so utterly and unbearably weighed down and crushed that we despaired even of life itself. Indeed, we felt within ourselves that we had received the very sentence of death. Many of you ever felt like that? Oh, many of you look like that this morning. I mean, things are just so bad. You just feel so lonely and so alone in your problem, and you just did not understand what God is doing and what's going on and why this is happening. Watch this. The verse goes on. But that was to keep us from trusting in and depending on ourselves instead of on God who raises the dead. I don't know about you, but there was a time in my life when I knew that God certainly could change things in my situation. But it seemed that he was just leaving me there, and I didn't have a clue why. I mean, these things are happening, and I go on. And then I began to understand this was to teach me that I can't trust in myself. And you know what? We don't realize sometimes how much we do trust in ourselves. We need to stop doing that. Don't put your faith in yourself. Now, you can believe in your friends. You can say, okay, now, my friends, I know my friends, the good friends, you know, they're going to hurt me at times, but they're still good friends. You can believe in yourself. You can say, I've got to get this done. You need a good self-esteem. You have to have self-worth. But you have got to put your faith in God. How many of you believe you've got to put your faith in God and not in something else? Amen? How many of you believe that? Amen? Faith belongs to you. You got to ask yourself this morning, where you've got your faith. Some of you are living without any kind of peace. You're getting disappointed just because you've got your faith in the wrong place. You're looking to a person to keep you happy. You need to get your eyes off of that person, start looking to God. You're looking to yourself to get it done, and you can't get it all done. You need to look at God, not yourself. Don't be mad at somebody else because they're not making you happy. Go to God, and God will make you happy. He may do it through a number of ways. He may do it himself. He may do it through somebody else. When we start trusting God for things, then we get overflow and abundance of blessing. Not just barely enough to get by, but more than what we need. And that's what Jesus said. He said, my peace I leave with you. My own peace I now give and I bequeath unto you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. And I watch what the Amplified goes on and says. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. But we love being unsettled, don't we? Don't take away the fun of my life. I love being unsettled. It gives me an excuse for the way I am. See, this is an instruction for the believer. And you know what it's saying? Just stop it. Stop being fearful. Stop acting like a coward. Quit being timid. Don't be afraid. Stop doubting. The first thing that rises up in is, I can't help it. I can't help it. I got great news for you. You can help it, because I don't think God would tell us to do something if we couldn't do it. Now, even though you may not know how to handle your fears, do you at least agree that God would not tell you to do something if there wasn't a way you could do it? Do you agree with that? Everybody say, God will make a way. Say it again. God will make a way. Oh, yeah. He will make a way for you today if you believe him. 5-year-old Johnny understood this. He was in the kitchen. His mother made supper. She asked him to go into the pantry and get her a can of tomato soup. He didn't want to go in alone. He said, it's dark in there. He said, I'm scared. She asked him again. He said, I want you to get that can of tomato soup. And he persisted. He said, but, Mom, it's dark in there. I'm scared. I'm afraid. And finally she said, it's okay. Jesus will be in there with you. Johnny walked very hesitantly over to the door, slowly, slowly creaked it open. He peeked inside. He saw it was dark. He started to leave. All of a sudden, an idea came to him. He got a little closer to the door. There's a little bit. Jesus, if you're in there, would you hand me that can of tomato soup? That's not bad theology. Maybe we need to go to God, especially when we're afraid. We need to go to God. It's all part of the way we think and our thought life. And you need to grab hold of what goes on in here. Because I'll tell you, some people believe the devil more than they believe God. You see, some believe their friends more than they believe the Word. Some believe themselves more than they do the Word of God. Well, I don't do that, you know. Well, then why are you affected by what people say? Just a question. I mean, if somebody tells you, you're no good, Why do you let it bother you if you know the Bible says that you're precious to God and you have value because Jesus died for you? See, these are the things that this tells us that helps us live. Fulton Osler said this. He said, many of us crucify ourselves between two thieves, regret for the past and fear of the future. So many times we go along and we say, I should have, I should have, I should have. Or we say, I want to, I want to, I want to. And we live in fear of what we've done and where we're going. I want to have peace. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. I don't want to be tormented all the time with what I shouldn't have done or I wish I could do. I just want peace. And you know what I've got to do to get it? I've got to pray. I've got to seek God. I may have to even wait on God for a little while. I've got to open this book and I've got to start finding what it says about God's power in my life. Because that's the only thing that's going to give me peace. That's the only thing that's going to enable me and empower me to conquer my fear. Faith is the hand that reaches out and receives the blessings of God. Faith is not what buys the blessings of God. Faith receives the grace of God. And that's why this table is so fitting for us to celebrate together today, because this is the grace of God. Everything that God wants me to have, He provided in Christ Jesus. It's already there. I don't have to keep trying to figure out where to get what I need, because I've already got it. It's there. Faith brings me into rest. You don't have to work at believing God. Believing God brings you rest. It brings you peace. And then you conquer your fear. Let's pray. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. I'm going to ask you just a few pointed questions this morning. How are you sleeping? I mean, are you awake at night trying to figure out what you need to do the next day to get somebody to do something that you want them to do? How are you doing with your friendships? How are you doing with your own self? Do you think you can do it all? Do you think you have a better plan for your life than God does? I urge you to speak to Him, to talk to God, and say, God, I don't want to be afraid anymore. I got to believe you, God. I can't be trusting in my friends or trusting in myself any longer. I just want peace in my life. I want my fears conquered, and the only way, God, I can do that is just by believing you. And while every head is bowed and every eye is closed, if you're going to make a commitment this morning to believe God, now that means that you're not going to anymore allow other people to cause you any hurt or alarm you in any way or frustrate you. You're not going to control your friends or let them control you. You're going to go to God to get what you need. You're no longer going to say, okay, I need to put the plan together. I need to look after what I'm supposed to do in my life. God, I got a better plan than you have for my life. I can do all these things and enjoy my life. But are you really enjoying your life? Maybe you put too much in yourself and not enough in God. Are you willing to say, God, I surrender to you my life, and I believe you today? Well, every head is bowed and every eye is closed. If you're coming to Him that way and you're saying, God, I'm going to quit believing and trusting my friends this way. I'm going to have faith in you. I'm not going to have faith in myself anymore. I'm going to have faith in you, God. Just lift your hand. Just lift it up. Lord bless you. 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 Lift your hand. Just Lord bless you, everybody. Heads are bowed. Lord bless you. Lord bless you. Lord bless you. Just lift your hand. Lord bless you. 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 God sees all those hands. Father God, we come to this table, and as we do, we know that everything is right there. That's all we need. We don't need anything else. We don't need to be concerned about what people think. We don't need to be concerned, Lord, about where we want to go, what encouragement we need today. Rather, Lord, we just need to go to you. and you will give freely, because you've given it all to us freely. For that we're thankful. We pray your blessing, Lord, as we now partake at this table, to your glory and your honor. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. I will now ask the elders to come and prepare the Lord's table.